everyone. Welcome back to Wise Women Chat Podcast, a podcast that provides hope, encouragement, godly advice, all while inspiring and empowering. I am Trisha Duckworth. Have you ever had a season in your life where you were told not to go back? Something to think about, huh? What about when God is telling you that you need to go back for a number of reasons? Wow. Today's topic, sometimes it's okay to go back. Doesn't mean you have to stay. Now, this is what I don't want you all to do. I don't want you to get this confused, okay, with God telling you to stop looking back and checking on something that you left for him to handle. Totally different. But there may be a season in your life that you may have to go back to take care of some business. You may have to go back to tell someone you're sorry for something you have done or said. You may have to go back for a number of reasons, but we're going to impact this today, and I'm going to share my story with you all, and it's a season that I had to go through in my life when I was on an assignment from God, and I had to go back. Let's talk about it. So about 11 years ago now, we were preparing to move to a state, from one state to another. So this preparation took over maybe a couple of years. We had been coming to this state, you know, checking out the schools, checking out, you know, the jobs and trying to get employment, you know, way beforehand, myself and my husband, right? So I had been praying, had been fasting, had been seeking God's face through his word, making sure that this was ordained by him, making sure it was okay, making sure that, you know, everything was going to be in order. So the preparation was a few years. It wasn't just we just thought about it and we just up and moved. No, we had to prepare. And that took time, okay? Because I needed to hear from God. I needed to make sure that this was right. I needed to make sure that all was going to go well. And so closer to the time when it was time to move, okay, I heard God ask a question in my spirit when I was on my way to church one cold January morning. And when I heard his voice in my spirit so clearly, he asked the question, "What is it that you want?" And I'm just bawling because I was a crybaby when it came to talking to God and talking to God and him answering me and, you know, just hearing his voice in my spirit is just an awesome thing, right? I heard him ask, "What is it that you want?" And I answered. I said, "Lord, all I want right now in this particular season is for everything to go smoothly. The move to go smoothly. Everything, just everything to go perfectly well." Because a few months before the actual move, we were able to secure a home, and my husband's job was going to transfer. Everything was just going great, right? And so the day of the move, when it was time to go pick up the truck, it cost us about $700 for this truck. When we got there, they didn't have the truck ready. They had to call another place. And when I tell you the favor of God and telling you when things did go smooth, I mean it went smooth. I couldn't have asked for it to go even smoother. Because when we went and got the truck, they discounted us about $500. Listen to who does that? So the truck that would have cost $700 only cost $2. And when I tell you it's the perfect weather, even leaving that state where it snows and it's cold, it was sunny that day. And when we got here, it was probably about 75 degrees, and we're talking about February weather. I mean, February, that was the month of February, so the weather was gorgeous. So everything went well. So we get here, right? And everything, once again, everything is going smooth. Everything is going just as I expected. After God asked, what did I want? I believe that he heard me. I believe that he made the way. He paved the way. He made it happen. And I was forever grateful. So we get here. We found a church based on, we had a neighbor in our neighborhood at that time that was from the state that we were moving, that we had moved from. And so they shared with us a church that they were going to and that they enjoyed it. So we, okay, let's check this church out, right? And we did. I'll never forget, after being here about a month, we was coming home from church, my husband, myself, and our children at the time that was in the home with us, was upstairs, came in from church, was upstairs changing clothes. And I was sitting downstairs on the couch. And I immediately heard God in my spirit say, do you trust me? And I'm looking around because it's really shocking me because I hear his voice so clear and so bold and loud in my spirit. Now, allow me not to sound spooky because everyone, one of us, every one of you listeners can hear the voice of God in your spirit if you want to. Okay? So this is not spooky. God speaks and he speaks in all kinds of ways. Trust and believe. So I heard his voice in my spirit say, do you trust me? And I looked around because that's how bold it was. Because how many of us understand or even know that when God asks a question, trust me, he already know the answer to it. He want to make sure you know the answer to it. So immediately I thought it was a trick question. Because I know God know how much I trust him. But do I know how much I trust God? Come on, somebody. And so when he asked the question, I'm like, oh my God, yes, I do trust you. And then the next thing I heard in my spirit, God say, well then hold on, because you're about to go through. And you're going to go through as if it's going to feel like to you that you're on a roller coaster, because you're going to have some ups and some downs, up and down, up and down. So hold on and trust my plan. And immediately I start bawling. I mean, I just start bawling because, you know, it didn't freak me out. It didn't scare me. And whatever God share with you and tell you, it's not to scare you. God is always going to prepare you. He's going to always prepare you. That's the kind of God he is. He's going to prepare you for whatever you have to go through in life. But how many of us know that we don't always listen and we're not always paying attention? So this is how we miss it. We miss what he's going to say or what he's saying in that season in our lives. Okay? So yeah, I heard God say I was about to go through. I said, all right, but I trust you. So I trust that you're going to have my back, that you're going to take care of us, that you're going to make a way out of no way, that you're going to see us through whatever it is. But how many of us know that even when God said that to me, we don't necessarily know what it is, right? We might think it's something simple. Okay, God going to take me through. It's going to be like a roller coaster up and down, you know, because some people like roller coasters, right? They like to go up and they get this thrill. And then some people don't. They're afraid of it. Come on. Right? So during this season, shortly after, all kind of stuff started happening. Okay? They, for some reason, decreased my husband's pay in a job that he was moved from one state to another, but because they were under different corporations, the pay rate changed. Now, who does that? Right? The pay rate changed. I never got a job. Listen. Listen to me. I never got a job. I get jobs like a drop of a hat. And couldn't get a job, right? So that means we're working with one income. God bless us with this gorgeous house that we were renting. I mean, big and beautiful, right? And then from that, it just went downhill, 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 downhill. We were going through. When I tell you going through, we were going through. And so it came to a point that we had to move. We couldn't afford to live there anymore. We had to move. So our trials started. But see, the thing about it is, for a season, for a minute, for a moment, I forgot what God said. And we do that. We'll forget what God said when he truly told me that I was going to go through and to trust him. That went out the window. All I'm thinking about now, I'm going through. I don't like this. Who do? Who likes that? Who likes going through? Who likes chaos? Crisis? Who likes that? So it went out the window for a season. It did. And I was reminded at times that, you know, it's going to be hard, but you're going to have to trust God. Yes, I was reminded. And I was like, yeah, I know I got to trust God. I remember him telling me, asking me, first of all, did I trust him? And I remember my answer saying yes. So I was put to a test. That's what I was. I was put to a test. How many of us know that most of the things that we go through in life is a test? Okay? So let's fast forward and get to the point here. So at some point we realized that we was going to have to go back. It had got that bad that we was going to have to go back. Okay? I remember a season when I was holding on to the house and praying and fasting and believing God. And someone told me in church, he didn't even know my name. He didn't even know what I was going through. But I remember us being in this area where we were, because I was an intercessor at that church, and we were praying. We was getting ready to have an event that was going to take place in the church. And we was praying over, you know, the listeners that was going to come in, the Spirit of God that was going to take over, and for God to do what he do, heal, deliver, and set free. We were on it. And I remember when we ended that prayer, a gentleman in that circle said, you know what? Somebody in this circle is going through something, and God told me to tell you to let it go. And I'm looking at him because he's talking to me. He don't even know me. But that sounded something like God was reminding me or talking to me through somebody else. Because at this point, you know, when you're going through, sometimes you don't be want to hear all that. Read this word. Take this scripture and stand on it. It was hurting too bad, y'all. It was hurting too bad. As strong as my faith is in God, I was hurting too bad. Right? And so he made that comment. He said, somebody need to let it go. God said, you need to let it go and move on. He has bigger and better for you. Okay? And then it was confirmed a few days later from another lady in the church that I love so dearly. She's has such a beautiful spirit. She's so seasoned in her spiritual walk with God. So I was going to listen to her because I know God talked to her. Right? And she made a comment to me. She said, Trish, you may have to go back. God is telling you to go back. There's a reason that you need to go back for just a season, though. And of course, I didn't want to hear that. I'm loving it where I'm at, even though we were going through terribly. Didn't have family here, so we were going through terribly. But it was a season for us to go through because we all have to go through some, y'all. We're going to go through some in life, and none of us exempt from it. And I want you all to understand, it's not necessarily what you go through, it's how you go through it. So, in the beginning of it, I wasn't trying to go through nothing. And listen, forgetting what God said, right? Over a year or some ago when he said that to me when we first got down here, when he asked me, how much do I trust him, right? So, okay, here we go. Here we go. So, it got to the point that we had to go. We had to go back. We had to go back. Again, doesn't mean you have to stay, but sometimes you got to go back. Now look at it. We can do this. I can illustrate this thing by the fact of how many of us have lost money, misplaced money, lost our keys, misplaced our keys or whatever, and had to go back and retrack our steps. Sometimes we had to go turn around and go back to an area where we knew we were before to see if we can see these items that we may have lost on the way. That's a form of going back because you had to go back to find something. Come on now. Some of us have to go back into a relationship. Not necessarily, because I don't want anyone to take this out of context. And not necessarily you going back into a relationship to get with somebody who abused you, okay, or mistreated you. And you know that God has closed that door and that's over with and done. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is the fact that some of us may have to go back to a familiar place that you didn't handle your business to tell somebody you forgive them. Or some of us have to go back to that healing place because we know we left something there that was helping us to heal. So there is seasons that you may have to go back. But once again, it doesn't mean you have to stay there. See, when I was on my assignment, it was a very difficult one, but I knew I had to answer to God's voice about doing what I had to do. And to the point, God just shut doors. Y'all, we lost it all. Come on. We lost it all. Vehicle, house, everything. Had to go all the way back. But let me tell y'all how I know that God was in the midst and how I know that God was taking care of us, because soon as we did get back, he opened every door that can open. Somebody gifted us a car. Who does that? Usually you don't see too much of that. Somebody gifted us a car, a house opened up with 4 bedrooms, nice house. We were able to be in a position, jobs opened up like it was nothing, guys. Listen to me. So when you know that you're on an assignment from God, trust his every move in your life. Because I promise you, he's going to work it out for you. He's going to make the way out of no way. That's what he do. That's what he do. So think about even to the point where the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, okay? It was destroyed. And when Lot's wife looked back, she became a pillar of salt. So you can read about that in the 19th chapter of Genesis. Okay, those are reasons, and that can be an example, so to speak, when God tell you not to look back, tell you to keep moving and going forward. That's totally different than what I'm trying to convey here today. Okay, it's totally different, because there may be a season and a reason in your life where you will have to go back and take care of some business. That doesn't necessarily mean a place. It can necessarily mean a person, a situation, a circumstances that you just left undone, a situation that you just walked away from and you knew it was important. You knew God gave you directions and instructions on what to do and you just left it there. So get the understanding of what I am trying to convey. Allow God to be in control. You all, I had to let go and let God. And that was one of the hardest seasons in my life. Because I was embarrassed. Yes, I had feelings. I was embarrassed. I was. But I got to a place of peace. And it didn't matter who knew what. I was on an assignment. You're probably on one now. And your assignment may not be the same as my assignment. And vice versa. The thing about what we have to understand, when God hand choose you for such a time as this, it doesn't matter what his assignment is for you. You just take heed to the voice of God and walk that thing out. Because I tell you, when I began to get that peace that surpasses all understanding and I didn't care anymore, all I wanted to do was just serve him, do right, and be right by God, it didn't matter that I had to go back. I knew I didn't have to stay, because I remember having a conversation with God when it was time to really move back. And I asked, could I come back? See, some of us are too afraid to ask God questions. When I was taught that way growing up in Sunday School 101, don't ask God questions. How are you going to know if you don't ask? How are you going to know what directions to go into when you don't ask God where do he want you to be? So allow me to tell you that it is okay to ask God questions. It really is. God will provide answers. And he did. And I asked, Lord, will we ever come back? Could we come back? May we come back? And God assured me that we would be back. And I'm here to tell you, listeners, that we've been back now almost 9 years. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? So there was a reason for us to go back. And in that season that we were going through that, in that season of closing down and shutting down, and in that season of losing, we were really gaining. We were blessed. And when I tell you, when that peace came over us, I was fine. It didn't matter. And see, the thing about it, a lot of people going to be listening to this podcast and didn't even know, didn't have a clue. Didn't have a clue we came back. One of the reasons is I didn't hide, but we stayed way on another side of town than, you know, so I didn't run into anybody from the area we were living in or the state I moved from. So I didn't run into anybody. However, how many of us know that God will hide you if you need to be hid? And not only that, listen to this. Sometimes you can't tell everybody everything either. Come on. You can't go running your mouth and telling everybody all your business. Sometimes God wanted just like that, for you to be quiet. And you don't have to share everything. Okay? Once again, I was on an assignment. And during that season when I was just so embarrassed and I was hurt, you know, I got over it quick. I did. It took a minute, but I got over it pretty quick. Pretty quicker than I probably would have if I didn't remember God's promises and what God asked me on that day in March in 2009. God is awesome. Sometimes you have to go back. It's okay. It's okay. It doesn't mean you have to stay. It doesn't. So some of us, when we're worshiping and praising God and we have that private closet time or that private room that we go to, sometimes when we're done, we may have to go back to that familiar place because God is not done with us, or God wants us to continue to worship Him and praise Him, you know, and listen to Him. Because remember, sometimes even now, we want everything microwavable. We want everything quick, fast, and in a hurry. And sometimes God wants you to just sit still, be still. So sometimes when we do get up too soon, we have to go back. It's okay. Go back to that place of quietness. Go back to that place of worship. Go back to that place to hear from God. Go back and see what God has for you. Because we can miss it if we move too soon. We get up too soon. We can miss it. And how many of you know I don't want to miss nothing from God? How many of you want to? I don't. So when we're going through all those seasons where if God is a calling you to go back for something, calling you to go back to take care of some business, calling you to go back in a situation to correct some things that you messed up, allow me to tell you it's okay. And as long as you know that it's God who's telling you to take care of it, right? Allow me to tell you that it is okay. And let's not be confused with God's voice. God's voice is not of confusion. Okay? And if you need to open your word, which I suggest you do, to get confirmation of what God is saying, trust and believe He's going to provide the confirmation that you need to move forward to do whatever it is that you have to do, whatever it is that He's calling you to do in this season. You can do it. God has provided you the power and strength to walk out any trial, any tribulation, anything that you have to face on earth. God has already provided you. You don't even know how much strength you have to go through what you need to go through. But I want you to know today that God will make that way for you if you don't even know that you have it. Trust His will. Trust His plan in this season. One of my favorite scripture in the Bible is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Any of you that know me personally know that. And that's where I was in my life, trusting in God with all my heart, leaning not to my own understanding, but in all my ways, acknowledging Him and allowing Him to direct my path. And sometimes that's hard, y'all. Sometimes that's hard. Because how many of us know the enemy don't want you to succeed? But it is God's will for you to excel and succeed in anything, everything, life itself. So none of this is meant to be easy. No trial, no hardship that you go through is meant to be easy. It's never meant to be easy. But if you just trust His will, trust the way He tells you to do whatever it is He's telling you to do, He'll make it worth your while. I promise you He will. He did it for me, He'll do it for you. So during that season, when we went back, I've learned so much. I was introduced to some phenomenal people. And see, I would have never met if I didn't go back. Some things that took place in our lives were absolute. It increased my husband's faith, y'all. His faith was getting weak. It increased his faith. It increased my faith, our children's faith. We were at such another place in life. And for all the other reasons that God took us back, you know, it just grew us up. It grew us to an area of where, why we're back, what we're doing now, what's going on now. Sometimes it's okay to go back. Doesn't mean you have to stay. I hope that this is really blessing someone. I hope that you're getting something out of this. I hope that this, if it's not for you in this season, that you will pass it along to someone that can benefit from it. I challenge you, all the listeners, to pass this message, this segment, this podcast on to 10 of your friends. I challenge you to do that. In a day like we're living today, with this pandemic and with everything going on, we need encouragement. We need somebody to keep us encouraged and lifted up and inspired. And we need to hear transparency. We need to hear somebody that has gone through some terrible situations and circumstances in life, and for them to share how God brought them out and what they're and where they're at now. God is awesome, and he will do it. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. He did it for you. He'll do it for me. So I pray that this has blessed someone, that someone was blessed by this segment. And somebody needs to know. Somebody needs to know. Sometimes it's okay to go back. Doesn't mean you have to stay. And another illustration, what about a job that you leave or that has let you go for whatever reason? Maybe okay for you to go back to that job, to that familiar place. They may be calling you back because they knew you were a good worker. Sometimes it's okay to go back. Sometimes it's okay to go back to that place or that person that helped you with that business idea. And you know they know what they're doing, because their business is doing fine and yours isn't. Sometimes it's okay to go back. So, moving forward, let go and let God. Let him show you what to do and how to do it. Let him provide you the directions and instructions that you need. Because the one thing I would hate is for anybody to go back to a place that God didn't call you to go back to. This is when you need to spend time with God and find out from God. Use wisdom and find out from God what it is you need to do and how you need to do it. And sometimes God can force you back. Once he's told you, once he's provided confirmation that you are supposed to go back to take care of something that you need to take care of and you don't do it, that could very well be a season where he can force you back. Come on, somebody. Come on now. So listening audience, once again, I thank you for tuning in. I pray that it has blessed you like it has blessed me. I pray that you take something out of this, pass it along to someone else, and allow God to minister to your spirit. Allow God to show you what it is that you need to be doing in this season. Because we all have assignments. We all have assignments. Are you listening to God about yours? Think about it. Think about it. Before this podcast ends, I always like to leave with a scripture. I feel like, you know, in the, because we are who we are, providing the hope and encouragement and godly advice, that I always want to leave these segments with a scripture. But before I do, allow me to introduce Morning Glory to you all. Morning Glory is a 365-day devotional that God blessed me to write during some of the toughest seasons in my life. During the times where I would cry my eyes shut because of some of the trials that I had to face and some of the things that I had to see and experience. And God allowed me to sit still as I listened to Him to write this 365-day devotional. It's a must-have. It's still blessing me. I can still pick it up, and it's a day-by-day devotional. Pick it up, and God can be speaking to me during that season. And I take notes, and I trust God's plan, and I trust His purpose for the season I'm in and what I had to face and what I'm going through and what else I have to go through, because how many of us know it does not stop? There's always going to be a season of you going through, but there's also going to be a season of you reaping. Come on. Trials don't last always. Trouble don't last always. Bad, hardship, those things, they don't last always. Okay? So check it out. You can check it out on, check out my website, wisewomenchat.com. You can order the book from there. You can also order from Amazon. But check out the website. It may be some great, beautiful things that you will love and love for family members. So check it out. So the scripture I want to leave with today is Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Once again, thank you all for tuning in. I love you all. Be blessed in this season. Stay safe. Until next time. Goodbye.